Hi, my name is Miles Thompson. I grew up in Bedford. Mom and Dad moved there in 1948, and we lived in the back of King's Store. I guess it's a bicycle shop now. Anyway, went to Bedford Central School, went to Fort Sackville School. We lived across the road. Then we moved to the old Townsend House at what's now 130 Shore Drive, and that's what I consider the house that I grew up in. Strong memories. Well, I always liked to mess about in boats, so summers were spent playing in the basin, letting my imagination run wild. My old dory was a destroyer. We chucked rocks over the sides, and those were depth charges sinking German submarines. It was great just to be able to play. Brock Brown and I would wander along the shore and pick up the debris that came up from the dump down where the Ceres container pier is now, and take different chunks of wood, nail them together, and make battleships, and then set them on fire, and, you know, that was fun. So, Fort Sackville School, that was up to grade 6 or 5, I guess. And then we went back to Central School for 6 and 7, and then the second year that Sidney Stephen was open, we went to grade 8 there, and through to grade 12, and I graduated in 1966. Now, a lot of kids in high school had a lot of fun. They had parties and dances and that sort of thing. I was more of a nerd. Ralph Romans and I, we played with our model airplanes. We did chemistry club at lunchtime. There were all those girls out there, wonderfully attractive, and I was too shy to approach them. But a couple of things stand out. In grade 12, I, for the winter, had the use of a Volkswagen that Mum and Dad, that Dad had bought for Mum, which Mum refused to use. And I was allowed to drive it between home and school, nowhere else. Some of the guys that were in a band, I can't really remember their names. They left some equipment out in Beachville Lakeside. And I was recruited to take the car and go out and pick up a couple of amplifiers and speakers. So we piled in, and it was a school trip, so that eased my conscience. Same time, my heart was in my mouth, because if I had an accident, I'd have a lot of difficult explaining to do. The second memory was a trip to BIO, and I think, BIO, Bedford Institute of Oceanography, and I think we got 6 people in that Volkswagen. Gail Barron was sort of laid horizontally across the 3 people crammed into the back. And again, you know, no seatbelts. We just fitted in and did it. Little memories. Sitting in the cafeteria at about the time of the variety show and hearing Miles Goodwin with his band practicing Love Potion Number 9. Doing a lunchtime experiment at in the chemistry lab. We thought we'd make water, so we set up a hydrogen generator and an oxygen generator. It was a good bang, and there was some condensation on the shards of glass, so the experiment was successful. One day, someone had brought the Motortown Review record to school, and we were all in the science lecture room, probably with Roy Maver's record player, and we were listening to that music, and it was like something I hadn't heard before, and it was just wonderful. I still have the LP. Had to go out and buy it. During the summer, there were dances at the yacht club. There was a girl I was sweet on. I'd go to the dance, spend the whole dance trying to screw up the courage to ask her to dance, and then go home again. Maybe next week. You know, I don't know what it was like for the girls, but that's what it was like for this guy. And the summer wound up at Labor Day. There was an illumination of the Bedford Basin. Everyone that had property fronting the water would build a bonfire, because they'd been able to collect all that debris floating up from the dump during the summer. And they would set out beer cans filled with kerosene and wick stuck in them along the shore, and those would all be lit. So it was quite charming at night, and you'd be at someone's party, and there'd be boats going by with their navigation lights on, And then the next morning, it was like the whole bay had this massive hangover with dirty wicks and oily scum floating on the water and the burnt-out remains of the fire. We eventually got to the stage where we graduated from high school and scattered to the four winds and really haven't met anyone since until just a few years ago. No, 2 years ago on Facebook, and I stumbled into the Sydney Stephen High School group and began reconnecting with people that I went to school with. It's pretty great. Now I live in Enfield, and Bedford is this strange place that I don't recognize anymore, because what were big properties have been infilled with small houses. Shore Drive is paved. There's a road round to the end of Long Point. All the gas stations are pretty much gone. And the people who live here now seem to have a different attitude about the place than when we were there. But I guess that's how communities change.